Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Friday, June 19, 2026. The drought conditions, again, are forcing water restrictions, and the Peabody City Council is trimming the mayor's raise. Mix of clouds and sun, windy, near 80, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 3:42 p.m. Stephen Hagen reports in the Gloucester Times. While Thursday's rains eased the dry conditions somewhat, Cape Ann communities are contending with low water levels and drought conditions. In Manchester by the Sea, a mandatory ban on non-essential outdoor water use was imposed on Tuesday. While it's dry, the ban is more the result of the Lincoln Street well being taken offline for repairs of a faulty pump and as a step to maintain water distribution system pressure as summer demand increases. In Gloucester, a ban on non-essential outdoor water use is on the horizon. Public Works Director Mike Hale said Cape Ann's Level 3, or critical drought status, will prompt Gloucester officials to implement an outdoor watering ban Monday. Rockport is also facing water challenges. Due to low water levels, the town has implemented these water use restrictions. Odd, even watering days. Outdoor water use is limited to an odd, even basis. House addresses ending in odd numbers can water their gardens on calendar days that end in odd numbers, while those in even numbers can use water on even-numbered calendar days. Caroline Enos reports in the Salem News, Peabody City Councilors nixed a raise for themselves, walked back a 3% hike for the mayor to give him 2% instead, and further pushed off a retroactive raise for some city workers during a budget discussion on Tuesday night. Councilors had approved a 3% raise for Mayor Ted Betancourt and a 3% raise for themselves during the mayor's annual salary review in March, as the council makes 9% of his pay per city ordinance. But an especially tough budget season has led to councilors going back on that move with approval from Betancourt, who said Tuesday he agreed a 2% rise would be more appropriate and that he would be fine with no raise this year if that was the council's wish. More news after this break.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Matt Petrie writes in the Newburyport Daily News, Newburyport City Councilors spent nearly 3 hours debating the budget Wednesday night, ultimately trimming Mayor Sean Reardon's proposed budget by over $200,000 without affecting the salaries of key city personnel. The city unanimously voted to approve a total budget of $109,200,609, resulting in net reductions of $243,043. General funds were reduced by a net of $255,000 to $93.3 million, while enterprise funds increased by a total of $13,000. Schools received the largest piece of the pie at $40,844,764. And Sophia Harris reports on itemlive.com, police in Marblehead and Swampscott are investigating whether a series of vehicle break-ins that targeted neighborhoods in both communities are connected, as detectives continue to follow leads in the active cases. In Marblehead, police received 17 reports of motor vehicle break-ins in the Naugus Head neighborhood between the evening hours of June 12 and the early morning hours of June 13. Marblehead City Police Chief Dennis King said none of the vehicles sustained damage because they'd been left unlocked. Swampscott police reported a similar pattern of incidents in the Humphrey Street area, specifically near Cedar Hill Terrace and Bayview Avenue. According to Detective Sergeant Candace Doyle, the department received 3 reports of vehicles that had been entered and rummaged through. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, our media director, Bill Newell, and our sports analyst, Tim Kearns, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.